Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's an honor to have on the show the United States Senator for Pennsylvania, Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, thanks for making time for us today. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Rich? How's everything?
Everything's going great, my friend. I'm actually in D.C. today. I'm in the swamp. It's very swampy here.
Oh, man, is it? It is unbelievably hot and humid, isn't it?
I mean, I walked. It took 4 minutes from the Union Station to the Heritage Foundation. I think I dropped 20 pounds.
Well, it's a tough way to lose weight, but
but you're doing great. And your first 60 days in or 90 days in and or 120 days in, however many days we are now, 6 months, it seems like just yesterday, great profile on you recently in the Inquirer about all the great work you're doing. Talk to me about, first of all, the strikes on Iran, the Iranian nuclear facilities, and your thoughts on this and where we stand right now as a leader in the world.
Yeah, listen, I talked to President Trump about the strikes on Sunday. And I told him what I'm going to tell you, which is I honestly believe this was extremely well handled. I was in Israel 2 weeks ago with my wife. We met with Prime Minister Netanyahu. We met with the opposition leader, Lapid. We met with the president of the country, Herzog. They all said the exact same thing, which is Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Mm-hmm. It is unacceptable. President Trump said the same thing. We cannot have a nuclear Iran. And he handled it, I thought, with great care, gave them every opportunity to negotiate a peace deal and dismantle their nuclear weapons. They refused. He let the Israelis, who masterfully took out the missile capability, really devastating on the leadership of Iran. And then when only the United States could finish the mission, he deployed bunker busters in what was a flawlessly executed mission. And then he made very clear to the Iranians, hey, listen, this is not about a war with the Iranian people. This is about eliminating the nuclear weapons, and we're not looking for regime change. We're looking to bring peace to the region, and a nuclear Iran's not going to do that. I thought he's handled it perfectly, and listen, I'm hopeful that the Iranians will do the smart thing and capitulate completely, and we can get on with a more stable Middle East and an opportunity to maybe even see an Abraham Accords too.
I mean, that would be fantastic, obviously, really would. And yes, I mean, I agree with you 100%, Senator. We're not looking for a long ground war. We're not looking for regime change. We're not looking to facilitate. If regime change happens, great, by all means. But
right.
The United States doesn't need to do that. And I'm with you on this, too. There were a lot of naysayers out there, but this mission was a success. And now as a response, you have NATO now coughing up their 5%, all these countries in NATO.
Unbelievable.
Win for the president. Yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, on NATO. And I'll come back to the Middle East and just finish a point. But on NATO, every president, Bush, 43, Obama, Biden, they've all said NATO's not paying its fair share. NATO, until very recently, most countries weren't even paying the 2%. Now they've committed, because President Trump was relentless, on 5%. And listen, had there been 5% in place 2 or 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I'm not sure we would have had a Russian invasion of Ukraine, because it would have been clear that Europe was willing to do its part. And then finally, on the naysayers on Iran, listen, people talk about boots on the ground. I've had boots on the ground. I've been deployed to Iraq. I've been in combat. Nobody looks at the 20 years of war we had with Afghanistan and Iraq with more skepticism than me. And I was, by the way, I was for the war in the beginning, before I ultimately saw the treasure and the lives lost in pursuit of a mission and regime change, which ultimately didn't make sense. So I think the American people are right to be skeptical. And I think President Trump's right to be skeptical of war, and very careful and measured about putting U.S. forces in harm's way. But this mission was really the opposite of that. This mission was what was necessary to protect America, to protect American interest, a nuclear Iran where they say we are the great Satan and they want to destroy us. We don't want to test that premise.
82nd Airborne, West Point graduate. You've seen combat. You've been in combat. And that perspective really does matter, Senator. The one big, beautiful bill. Now that I think we can say the 12-day war is over and the peace accord is holding, the ceasefire is holding, we can return now to the one big, beautiful bill. How do you see it going? And what is this issue now of the Senate parliamentarian who thinks that she can decide for the elected United States senators what the vote count has to be?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, and I'm wary of this or mindful of this, but if you and I were talking a month ago, I think we did talk a month ago.
Yeah.
And we would have said, here we are towards the end of June, the House will have passed a bill that delivered on President Trump's promises. The Senate would be in the final throes, probably a vote, I'm guessing, in the next 2 or 3 days, that the president, Speaker Johnson, who had delivered a remarkable win in the House, and the majority leader, Thune, were working together hand in hand. Mm-hmm. The president actively involved in campaigning with the Congress and putting pressure where it needs to be, and said, that's where we're going to be. You and I would have said, wow, that's better. That's better than we would have imagined, I think. And so we've made a lot of progress, and now we're trying to close the deal. Listen, I like the fact that this bill delivers on most of the president's key promises. Most important, it avoids the biggest tax increase in history. It ensures pro-growth economic policies. It delivers for the middle class with tax on tips tax on overtime and Social Security. It delivers on the border. It delivers on defense. It delivers on something you and I feel really strongly about, a school choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a great bill for the president's agenda, and it starts to make real progress on cost reduction. But that's the thing that, you know, we need to bend the curve more. And I mean, those of us that are fiscal hawks are like, man, we gotta get a control of spending. This bill starts to do that. I think that's what we're trying to do in the Senate, is tweak it and get a little closer to where we think it needs to be. But I think we're going to get this done. And the reason I think we're going to get it done is it's a great bill for America. It's the president's agenda that I campaigned on, that we campaigned on. And the American people expect us to deliver. And I think we will. But, you know, I'm the new guy. So whether it's going to happen Thursday or Saturday or Sunday, I'm not sure. But I think Americans expect us to deliver, and we will.
Well, you might be the new guy, but the Philadelphia Inquirer wrote a wonderful profile about you in your first 6 months in office on the Senate. And the key takeaway that I got from it was, in 6 months, Senator Dave McCormick has found a way to become a mover and shaker on Capitol Hill, already prominent committees, a chair of a prominent subcommittee, and also now getting things done for Pennsylvania in only your first 6 months. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. I will not ask you to read some of the other Philadelphia Inquirer articles that were less kind.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have even read it at all, because I, you know, but she said it, so I had to read it. But
yeah, less kind. But yeah, I mean, listen, I'm learning every day. My view on things is that number one, I do more listening than talking. You know, I am new, and I'm trying to figure out how to make a difference for Pennsylvania. Number two, think about Pennsylvania every day. Everything I do is for Pennsylvania. And I promised, you know, I just won by a tiny bit, as you know, Rich. I got to represent every single Pennsylvanian, Republicans and Democrats alike, independents. And the only way to do that is to find people that you can partner with to do things that we promised. And John Fetterman's a good example. You know, he and I disagree with probably 80% of the policy. We have disagreements on the big, beautiful bill. We have disagreements on lots of things, but we agree on the border. We agree on fentanyl. We agree on anti-Semitism. You know, we agree on great jobs for working Pennsylvanians. We agree on helping the farmers. Man, we're going to work together where we can agree. And that's the way I approach it. And so far, so good. I feel like it's a real honor to be here. And, you know, I meet with Pennsylvanians pretty much every day. We had 80 in a conference room this morning, a coffee. And, you know, they want, my opinion, they want people to get above the nasty rhetoric and just deliver for them. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Good. It's what we need. And I think that the problem is there's too many people right now who don't want to deliver. They want to just try to obstruct. And that's the problem. I know you got to run. Before I let you go, are you pleased with the progress we're making on energy independence for Pennsylvania and for the country?
Yes, but lots more to do. You know, the big takeaway is going to be permitting reform. Which we're going to take up in the Congress, you know, early this fall. I think that's the big thing for Pennsylvania. But, you know, you give me the opportunity to mention this energy, artificial intelligence innovation summit we're having in Pittsburgh, July 15th. The president's coming. It's one of the things right after the election. I talked to him and I asked him if he'd join us. It's an opportunity to emphasize energy dominance. It's an opportunity to recognize that Pennsylvania is uniquely positioned to win. To win the race on energy innovation, AI, these big data centers investment, You may have seen, Rich, there was this announcement. Amazon's investing $20 billion in Pennsylvania. We got the Nippon U.S. Steel partnership done. That's $14 billion in U.S. Steel. We're going to see a lot more of these announcements. And this is my belief on this is we have a unique position in Pennsylvania. We can deliver what the country needs. Going forward, we just have to tell our story and deliver on the promise. And so I'm hoping this energy summit is going to give a lot more attention to all that Pennsylvania can bring to the table.
Well, it's going to be huge. And I appreciate the invitation. I look forward to seeing you there.
Can't wait to have you there.
Thank you, sir. Senator Dave McCormick, please follow him on X at Sen McCormick PA. Thank you, Senator.
Good to talk. Thanks, Rich.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
It's our happy hour, and I'm very happy that we will be back at the Grand Hotel August 15th. I'm telling you now because you want to make your reservation now. There were a lot of people there the day of the show who said, oh, I should have made a reservation to stay over. But the hotel was sold out because the hotel sells out. The Grand Hotel sells out, which is why you should not wait right now. You should also make your July midweek vacation plans by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and do it today. Like I said, it's a beautiful place in a beautiful city, town, Cape May, and island. Cape May is an island, by the way. And you will want to be there. So GrandHotelCapeMay.com, August 15th. Mark your calendar for that. We're going to have a lot of fun that day. There's a lot to get to here as we continue along the show. I want to play for you. This is now so much here. Let me just kind of bring it back to Jersey for a second. We have Pennsylvania talking to the senator. Let's talk about the race for governor in New Jersey. Mikey Sherrill, a Democrat, got rich, really, really rich. New campaign ad by Jack Cittarelli. I love political ads. I love campaign ads. I always think to myself as I'm watching them or listening to them, like, and just to show you what a nerd I am, when I was in college at the University of Maryland, I went over to the National Archives in D.C. before it was in College Park, and they had this whole thing there on political campaign videos. And I just went and – I know, nerd. And my girlfriend at the time, who obviously – it was like, who am I dating here? And ditched me. But we went, we watched all these political ads from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And it was really, really cool. And so when I think about political ads, I look at them from the perspective of, does it move the needle emotionally? Is there, where I'm watching this and I go, do I give a flying blank about this, you know? And I'm going to play this for you. And I'm curious to get your take on this. This is Mikey Sherrill. She got rich. We got screwed. Cut 41.
Mikey Sherrill went to Congress and got rich. The rest of us, we got screwed. Just look at the facts. While in Congress, Sherrill's net worth increased more than 300%. She got rich, we paid more. At the height of the COVID pandemic, while many New Jerseyans were losing their businesses and life savings, Sherrill bought and sold hundreds of stocks, netting her hundreds of thousands of dollars in profits. While most New Jerseyans struggle to buy gas and groceries, Sherrill has made more than $7 million in the stock market. Not bad for someone making a $174,000 taxpayer-funded salary. They say the rich go to Washington to get richer. But Mikey Sherrill, she got filthy rich.
So I think that ad's effective because I think there's a certain sense of I can't even understand how these people go to Washington and get so freaking rich off of our backs while we're all struggling. I do think that matters. And then you combine that with the fact that the Democrat Party is freaking nuts. So here's Representative Brandon Gill asking a leftist to define what a birthing person is. As you know, I talk about this heat wave and I always say that Mother Earth, excuse me, birthing person Earth, it's quite hot right now because it's called summer. But this Brendan Gill is the same guy who exposed all the kooky tweets from the CEO of NPR, Catherine Mayer. So he asks the leftists to define birthing person, also asking if taxpayers should be funding for the research of teen pregnancy prevention programs for transgender boys. This is from the House Oversight Committee's hearing on locking in DOGE cuts. Now, it's important to note, because I know I'm going to get a note from somebody about, why didn't you ask McCormick about codifying the DOGE cuts? I did ask him. I asked him last month about that. And he answered the question, and he said that that is going to be done next. It's separate from the process they're doing now. But it doesn't mean they're not doing it. It's just on a different track than this bill because of the issue of the 51 votes versus the 60 votes. And how now you got an issue with the parliamentarian, not to get in the weeds with it, but it's making sure that it can pass that 51 vote threshold without triggering what would be 60 votes, therefore could be killed by a Democrat and a filibuster, and then we're stuck with the biggest tax increase we've had ever, you know? But here's Brendan Gill, cut 40.
Do you think that constitutes critical research? According to your testimony, NIH grants are critical research.
I think that government research of all types in the medical...
including a birthing people?
I think bench research of all types plays a fundamental role.
What is a birthing person?
Sir, I am here to talk about the DOGE impact.
Well, I'm asking you about this grant and you're defending it. So I'm asking you, who is birthing people?
I am not familiar with this grant. Mm-hmm. I take a position that all kinds of government research, medical, pharmaceutical,
is a birthing person a woman?
Biological.
Is that another word for a female?
That is outside the scope of my expertise.
Seems like erasure language to me. I've been told that type of vernacular constitutes erasure language. How about another one? How about the conference Gender Equity in the Mathematical Study of Commutative Algebra? Do you think that that's a valid form of government spending?
I think mathematical research of all types is deserving of government.
What about studying, and this is directly from the National Science Foundation's website, women and non-binary mathematicians?
Again, I think all kinds of government investment should be dedicated toward mathematical.
All kinds of government investment. You don't have any kind of limit on what we're spending our money on, just everything? Is that your testimony?
I am talking about DOGE. You brought up
a grant. So am I. This is a grant that DOGE cut.
I am not familiar with this particular grant, mm-hmm. but I think government investment in mathematical, biological.
Okay. Let's do another one. This one is called hashtag Transcendent Health, adapting an LGBT+ inclusive teen pregnancy prevention program for transgender boys. I can't even say this without laughing. Do you think that that is a useful form of our tax spend?
I am not familiar with that grant, but I think bench research, government investment in scientific and pharmaceutical
teen pregnancy
research
for transgender boys. Do you think that that is a useful spend of our tax dollars?
I think government investment in all kinds of science.
It's the stupidity of, you can't even say this stuff with a straight face. And Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. exposed New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone, Democrat, obviously, from accepting $2 million from Big Pharma. So he was testifying on the Hill on President Trump's 2026 budget request for the department. And he came with the receipts, cut 39.
And I'll address you, Congressman Pallone. 15 years ago, you and I met. You were at that time a champion for people who had suffered injuries from vaccines. You were very adamant about it. You were the leading member of Congress on that issue. Since then, you've accepted $2 million from pharmaceutical companies in contribution, more than any other member of this committee. And your enthusiasm for supporting the old ACIP committee, which was completely rife and pervasive with pharmaceutical conflicts, seems to be an outcome of those contributions.
Point of order. Mr. Chairman, point of order. Point of order.
The chair recognizes.
Point of order. The gentleman is impugning the reputation of a member of Congress.
Oh, no.
Stop the clock.
Can you stop the clock for a second? Can you state the point of order?
Yeah. He was impugning Mr. Pallone's.
Mr. Chairman, I didn't hear it. Did the gentleman?
Oh, you weren't paying attention. That's why.
Well, you know, it's hard to pay attention here when we're not getting any responses.
Okay.
By the way, Kennedy doesn't need to impugn the reputation of a member of Congress. A member of Congress does that all by themselves, like Al Green, who's now rising again. I don't know if he was waving his cane during this or not, but he's the guy that waved the cane at the president during the president's address to Congress, waving his cane and then the dastardly deeds done and the dastardly deeds done dirt cheap that the president has violated. So he's now back again. More impeachment from Al Green. My friend Dana Perino said that as Democrats are now calling for Trump's impeachment over the bombing of the Iranian nuclear facilities, she said, and I'll quote this, President Trump continues to be blessed with the worst opposition. Just think about that for a moment. President Trump continues to be blessed with the worst opposition. I love that line. I think it matters. I think it's exactly true. Here's an example of the worst opposition. Al Green, cut 30.
Of the people, by the people, for the people. I rise today because our country is nearing a moment of decision. I rise because we are at the intersection of democracy and autocracy. I rise to announce that at this moment in time,
yes,
I have filed H. Res. 537.
Oh, no.
H. Res. 537 is a privileged resolution. H. Res. 537 has been filed because I believe that the President of the United States has committed an impeachable act.
No.
H. Res. 57 addresses abuse of presidential powers by disregarding the separation of powers, devolving American democracy into an authoritarian government, usurping congressional power to declare war.
What about dastardly deeds done and dastardly deeds done dirt cheap? Huh? And then America's mother.
That the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
Dirt cheap. Well done, gentlemen. Well done. Dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done. Dirt cheap. And then America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, got on the action, lecturing how President Trump has put lives at risk while standing behind a Planned Parenthood podium. You cannot make this up. Standing behind a Planned Parenthood podium, Say that five times fast. America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, whining about how the president is putting lives at risk. Cut 29.
Let me just put this in some context here. Negotiations were moving forward, and I give credit to the Trump administration. They were helping bring the parties together, negotiating to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Benjamin Netanyahu has never wanted to rely on negotiations. He has wanted to engage in military actions. He saw his opportunity. He shoved the president aside and the president's negotiation and moved forward, and then turned around and managed to pull Donald Trump in, who in turn seems to be working hard to pull the entire United States into war in Iran. The Constitution is clear. Only Congress can declare war. We all understand there are exceptions when our troops are at risk, when our homeland
or Democrats
do
it,
Americans are at risk, but
or Democrats
none of those apply in this case. What Donald Trump has done is unconstitutional, and we're going to have a vote this week in the United States Senate on the War Powers Act, and this is our opportunity. It only takes a simple majority to reel back in Donald Trump and make clear to the world that the United States is not going to war against Iran.
We're not going to war against Iran. We're not going to war against Iran. We've never said we're going to war with Iran. President even said regime change is messy. We have that clip too, right, Matt? President said regime change is messy. This is not what the president's trying to do. We're not trying to go to war. You heard Senator Dave McCormick say it. You've heard the president say it too. But the president said it. Regime change takes chaos, and ideally we don't want to see chaos. We're not going to war. Bottom line, cut 25.
Do you want to see regime change in Iran?
No. If there was, there was. But no, I don't want it. I'd like to see everything calm down as quickly as possible. Regime change takes chaos, and ideally we don't want to see so much chaos, so we'll see how it does. You know, the Iranians are very good traders, very good business people, and they got a lot of oil. They should be fine. They should be able to rebuild and do a good job. They're never going to have nuclear, but other than that, they should do a great job.
There you go. No war, and they will hopefully become partners here. But my question is this. How soon until your lefty neighbor takes down the Ukraine flag and puts up a Russia flag? Do you think it'll be this weekend, or do you think it'll wait till after? Because now President Trump is saying he's thinking about giving Patriot missiles to Ukraine. Now, obviously, they're going to pay for it. NATO's going to pay for it because now everybody's coughing up from NATO. But now that the president is saying nice things about Zelensky, and now that the president is now saying that he may give the Patriot missile system to Ukraine, I just wonder how soon to the left starts burning Ukraine flags. And it's like they'll be flying Iranian and Russian flags probably by the weekend. I mean, it takes time to order these things. It's not like you just show up, maybe on Amazon Prime. I don't know. But that's the question. How long until the left burns the Ukraine flag and starts flying the Russian flag after the president had the audacity to say nice things about Zelensky? Cut number 11.
I think you just had a meeting with President Zelensky. Did you discuss any ceasefire in this Russo-Ukrainian?
No. I wanted to know how he's doing. He was very nice, actually. You know, we had little rough times sometimes. He was couldn't have been nicer. I think he'd like to see an end to this. I do. I think what I took from the meeting couldn't have been nicer, actually. But I took from the meeting that he'd like to see it end. I think it's a great time to end it. I'm going to speak to Vladimir Putin, see if we can get it ended. But look, these are brave people. They're fighting these wars all over the place. You know, last week they had, I guess, close to 7,000 young soldiers, Russian and Ukrainian soldiers were killed, 7,000 in 1 week. It's crazy. So I'll be speaking to Putin. No, I had a good meeting with Zelensky.
Let's jump the cut.
And I had a lot of good meetings.
There he says here, we're going to be looking at giving them the Patriot missile system. Cut 12.
I'm from Ukraine.
Oh.
So my question to you is whether or not the U.S. is ready to sell anti-air missile systems, Patriot, to Ukraine. We know that Russia has been pounding Ukraine really heavily right now.
Are you living yourself now in Ukraine?
My husband is there.
Wow.
And
I can see you very, you know, it's amazing.
And me with the kids, I'm in Warsaw, actually, because he wanted me to
be. Is your husband a soldier now?
He is.
He's there now?
Yeah.
Wow. That's rough stuff, right? That's tough. And you're living here?
In Warsaw.
And you're a reporter?
I am.
Good. So let me just tell you, they do want to have the anti-missile missiles, okay, as they call them, the Patriots. And we're going to see if we can make some available. You know, they're very hard to get. We need them, too. We were supplying them to Israel, and they're very effective, 100% effective. Hard to believe how effective. And they do want that more than any other thing, as you probably know. That's a very good question, and I wish you a lot of luck. I mean, I can see it's very upsetting to you. So, say.
So if he gives them the Patriot missiles, Ukraine flags burn, Russia flag flies. All right, that's how that works. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we're coming right back. I got a lot to get to, including Mama Gates. Mama Gates, who's worse, Mama Gates or Mama Zioli? You'll have to find out and ask the question. But I'm going to tell you about Dr. Mike Venaria, because Mama Zioli did discover him for our family, and he's such a great guy. I mean, even this weekend, we were at a playground. Little boy fell, lost a tooth, and we called Dr. Mike for the family, and he got right on the phone and helped him out. I mean, he's just that kind of a guy. It's about care. It's about compassion. That's who Dr. Mike Venaria is. And he's got two locations, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Great people working at both locations, including our friend Paula, who was at the Grand Hotel of Cape May the other day. And you're going to see a lot of these chain dental offices out there. Avoid the chain dental offices. You want to go to the local guy, and he's worth the drive. So even if you have a dentist closer to you, go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. That's Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Like I said, two locations to serve you, and he is the master of implant dentistry. No one does it better than Dr. Mike. So if you've been putting off getting that dental implant consultation, stop putting it off. And if you've been just putting off going to the dentist, it's critical to your health. So stop putting it off and go see Dr. Mike today. So go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, Venaria Dental, or call them at 856-786-2020. Dr. Mike will take great care of you and make sure you have the beautiful smile you deserve. He's my friend. He's my dentist. He's the master of dental implants, recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants for 10 consecutive years. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live today. I'm in D.C. on a super secret mission, but back in Philly tomorrow after I'm in New York for a super secret mission. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I am grateful to be with you. We got a lot to get to. The big story this half hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. My buddy Tom Aislabie is going to drive you home tonight, the last hour, 6 to 7, because I have to get to my super secret, top secret D.C. mission. But I wanted to share with you, Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, just came out a few moments ago and said that the leak, the people who were leaking from the Pentagon to the media, like that Natasha, whatever face woman is at CNN and others, they're already investigating them. This administration has no tolerance for leaks. They will not tolerate leaks, period. Bottom line, take a listen.
I am told by the FBI the leak already is being investigated, and it absolutely should be, because this was a top secret intelligence analysis that very few people in the United States government had access to see. And so I understand the FBI and the Department of Justice are already on this, as they should be.
There you go, as they should be. So the question is, who's worse, Mama Gates or Matt Gates? That's the or Mama Gates or Mama Zeoli is the question. Mama Gates or Mama Zeoli. So Matt Gates was sending texts to his mom about Trump and his personal finances. And somebody took a video of this. And, I don't really like when people do that. But the bottom line is this. His mom, Mama Gates, was telling him, don't criticize the president. And Matt Gates had to come back and say that I'm not criticizing the president. I'm trying to guide him. So they got video of this, and I don't really think it's that embarrassing. I mean, it's a guy talking to his mother, but I'm only going to play the audio with you because it really does a question of, is Mama Gates worse than Mama Zeoli when it comes to telling her son what to do and how to operate? This is primarily visual, but you can see it on our YouTube, and I'll share the description with you. But cut 42. He was caught texting his mom for advice on how to deal with President Trump in a wide-ranging conversation in which he also talked about his real estate assets. And his mom said, don't be criticizing the president or his actions. He's trying to keep us safe. That's his job. MAGA will turn on you. You will lose viewership. Your days in Congress are over. Let's not mess up the media gig, she said. Because Matt is now hosting the Matt Gaetz Show on America, on One America News Network. The president has been a very good friend to you, Mama Gaetz continued. He hates betrayal. Be smart, not stubborn. And Gaetz said, I'm trying to guide him, not criticize him. I've never been freer to share my views. I'll continue to do so. I think about the people who cheered for the Iraq war because they liked Bush. Those people have blood on their hands, he said. And then Mama Gaetz replied, guiding DJT always includes a private and public component. I know how to do it. And then Mama Gaetz asked him, how many times do you want to hit the wall? And then he turned around and said, I'm a happily married man now with a son on the way, two penthouse condos, a one-to-one real estate asset to debt ratio. And I got, a ton of cash in my bank account, he said. So he has to justify himself to his mom. That reminded me today, when Mama Zeoli called me up during the... Now, which convention is this now, Matt? Was it the RNC or the DNC? I know she did both.
It was the DNC convention, I believe.
DNC?
Yeah.
Left me a voicemail telling me to be careful, baby. This is Mama Zeoli. So again, who's... Yeah, take a listen.
Good morning, Rich. It's me again, your mother. I'm giving you the report for the day. 14 people were shot last night in Chicago. Five people are dead. So please don't go looking for that stupid hot dog. I'll make you a hot dog when you come home, okay? I'm sure Bridget would make you a hot dog. Please don't do that, Rich. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. 14 people were shot and five are dead. Please, Rich, listen to me for once in your life. Okay, I love you very much. Please be careful.
Mama Gates or Mama Zioli? It's hard to say, really. I mean, because she's also given me career advice on my radio show. It's hard to say. We should just get Mama Gates to leave a voicemail, and then we can do a side-by-side comparison. I think that might be helpful. I don't know. You guys have a preference?
We actually have a second Mama Zioli clip if you want. She left you two voice messages during the DNC convention.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Well, let's hear the second one.
Rich, it's me again, your mother. I wasn't able to get you on my phone, so I'm wondering if you blocked me. So this is Dad's phone, so you're going to have to block everybody in the world because I will call you and warn you. So just don't unblock me, please, so I can call you. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
You think I blocked Mama Zioli? I did not block Mama Zioli on my phone. That is hysterical. She'll call me during the show and accuse me of blocking her. So I understand what Matt Gaetz is going through. I get it. I do. I empathize with Matt Gaetz. I'm sure everybody listening right now who has an Italian mother, I don't know if Matt Gaetz is Italian, but might as well be with that kind of mother. But we got, I think Mama Zioli trumps Mama Gaetz because we got the voicemails, right, guys? I mean, that's the thing. We got the voicemail.
The hot dog part cracks me up every single time. It's the hot dog's not worth it, Rich.
I'm sure Bridget will make you a hot dog. Like it's 2024 at the time. I'm sure Bridget will make you a hot dog, baby. It's just, anyway. What else do we have before we get out of here? We got a lot. My God. In New Jersey, they took that guy's farm last night in Mount Laurel. In Cranberry, New Jersey. And Andy Henry, who's now making national news, the Jersey guy, whose farm has been seized now by Cranberry. They seized it, and they are now using eminent domain to turn it into affordable housing, quote unquote. Getting national news. The White House is involved now. The Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, is involved now. But there's only so much they can do because it's a local issue. But here is Matt Rooney posted this on X last night. The audio is not super great, but here's the town of Cranberry voting to seize his property, cut 18.
Negotiation or the paying of fair market value through eminent domain. Eminent domain is permitted to be used to acquire the site as 100% affordable housing is a public purpose. As a township will acquire and donate the site, the township is eligible for the 46th, fourth round bonuses. This site will be rezoned from light industrial to multifamily residential. The site, as you can see here on the aerial map, is surrounded by existing businesses. Some of the businesses, as set forth in the housing plan, and as many of you may know, include a tile supplier, a warehouse for heating and plumbing equipment, a cabinet maker, a plumbing service company. In addition, the site will be surrounded to the north by the existing farmland of the Henry farm.
So they're taking about 12 acres of this 175-year-old farm, and they're seizing it under eminent domain. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And trying to justify some of this by using the Kelo decision, as this goes to court now, saying that they can do this for improvement, economic improvement, and also to satisfy the court ruling in Mount Laurel, the Mount Laurel decision, which said that every town has to build affordable housing. But the Trump administration is pushing back on this, and Andy Henry was on Fox News today. He was on our show Friday. I posted the clip of it, but there's a lot more to this story that we will get into in the next couple of days. I just want to make sure you heard this. This is him today on Fox News, cut 17.
This is Cranberry, New Jersey. But look what's behind the farm. There are warehouses everywhere you go, and now they want to seize this farm to build affordable housing. It has been in Andy Henry's family for 175 years. And Andy, you say, don't do it.
No, don't do it. I mean, this place is important to us. It's the last family farm east of Route 130 in Cranberry. And as you mentioned, it's been ours since 1850.
You were born in that house back there. If you can see it, Dan, that house back there, You were born in that house.
Well, my mother was.
Your mother was born in that house. And you grew up in that house.
Correct.
Incredible.
Yes.
The reason, Maria, the city says, is there's something called the Mount Laurel Doctrine. It has basically enshrined a constitutional protection for affordable housing, and it says that you've got to build affordable housing in every community in New Jersey that doesn't have it. And the town says they don't really want to take this farm, but it's the only place they can build on. You say, no, that's not true.
Well, as far as you know, that's not true. There seems to be other places.
So we have to
push back. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. They do. Johnny Cook on X. Wasn't Mama Zioli reporting from Iran over the weekend? Johnny, it's funny you mention that. Mama Zioli was, in fact, in Iran. We sent her there as a special correspondent for the show. And long before news broke of Operation Midnight Hammer, Mama Zioli, first on the scene, reporting, here you go.
I think they're blowing it up.
Yeah. The Iranian nuclear facilities. That news, Mama Zioli broke that news before Fox News did. So, you know, once again, Mama Zioli all over it. Oh, the Trump daddy cut, Matt? Yeah, this is funny. So, Rubio, if you're watching this, you're just going to see Rubio cracking up in the background of this. When the president was asked about comments that he's like the daddy of NATO, basically, because he got NATO to pay up, because he finally got him to pay up. I should ask Coates about this when she was in here earlier today. But take a listen.
It's from Sky News. Mark Rutte, the NATO chief, who is your friend, he called you daddy earlier. Do you regard your NATO allies as kind of children?
No, he likes me. I think he likes me. If he doesn't, I'll let you know. I'll come back and I'll hit him hard, okay? No.
But do you
he
regard...
did. He did it very affectionately. He, daddy, you're my daddy.
Do you regard your NATO allies, though, as kind of like children? And they're obviously listening to you and they're spending more. And you're obviously appreciative of that. But do you hope that actually they're going to be able to defend themselves, defend Europe on their own? Without,
I think they need help a little bit at the beginning.
You know, if this president thing doesn't work out for him, he could start a podcast called Call Me Daddy. You know, there's Call Her Daddy, right? Call Me Daddy. I'm just saying. Probably already a podcast named that, because there's, you know, everybody's got a podcast. But I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. But no, that's the president got NATO to cough up today. And that was a big deal, really big deal from today. And I think it's key because he wasn't looking to dismantle NATO. He wasn't looking to let Russia take over Europe. All the lies the left say about him, just like he's not looking to go to war with Iran. And, you know, there's a montage somewhere of Barack Obama and all the times Barack Obama launched missile strikes in countries in the Middle East, including Libya. And, you know, I never heard Democrats screaming about it. All these I spent a lot of time talking about the time that Barack Obama ordered the killings of American citizens by drones. But I mean, Obama was using drones to bomb weddings in Pakistan. He shot missiles into Pakistan. He shot missiles in Libya. I mean, he did all these. I didn't hear a word. Nobody said a word about it back then. But now everybody's like, oh, we got to impeach him. Trump is blessed with having the worst opposition ever. And now the left has to start burning their Ukrainian flags because the president said we're going to help out Ukraine and send them the Patriot missile system. So now the left has to hang the Iranian flag and the Russian flag. This is not going to be easy for them to find either. And yet somehow they'll all appear. They put up the signs. Hate has no home here. In this house, we believe in science. We stand with Russia. We stand with Iran. Crazy. But he got NATO to cough up today. Good. Excellent. Good. Why should we have to burden be the world's police? And why should we have to pay for the freight for all this? We shouldn't. Cut 9.
Over the past 2 days, I was honored to participate in the NATO leaders meeting and also had extremely good individual discussions with the King and the Queen, Secretary General Rutte, and the Prime Minister. Great discussions. Very knowledgeable people. Major focus of our conversations at the summit was the need for other NATO members to take up the burden of the defense of Europe. And that included the financial burden. As you know, it was 2%, and we got it up to 5%. And they said, a couple of them came up to me, one in particular said, sir, we've been trying to get it up to 3% for 20 years and we haven't been able, and you got it up to 5%. So they're going to be, most of them, I guess almost all of them, are going to be contributing now. 5%, a number that people are surprised at, but you need it today. The United States accounts for 2/3 of all NATO defense spending. And since I began pushing for additional commitments in 2017, believe it or not, our allies have increased spending by $700 billion. I said to people, you don't have any money, and a lot of them weren't paying. And so I started the process, and I picked it up as soon as I got back, which is 6 months ago. And following my election last November, almost all have accelerated plans to reach the 2%, 3%, 4%, and then ultimately, very quickly, 5%. And all of this is going to be done very quickly, almost immediately. You probably know this as well as I do. I'm sure they've been talking about it. It's really been a big focus.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been a big focus, and I'm glad that we're doing that. I'm glad we're coughing that up. Excellent. All right, so I'm in D.C. at the Heritage Foundation. I got a super secret mission tonight that I got to do, but I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. And then tomorrow... We have a special live show in the Hub with our wonderful sponsors to the Travis Manning Foundation. And so my buddy Tom Aislabie is going to take you home for the last hour of the show tonight. But, you know, speaking of our wonderful sponsors, I'm excited that tomorrow night I'm going to get to see a lot of my friends from Tri-County Auto. You know, with all this, I love when Trump said America's hot right now, because America is so hot and everybody wants to be in America and invest in America, and buying American cars makes you feel good. It really does. I drive my Jeep Wrangler. I love my Jeep Wrangler. I love the fact that I have the freedom, and I love that I'm driving American. And, you know, when the One Big Beautiful Bill passes, if you take out a loan on an American car, that interest becomes tax deductible. So this is the perfect time to go see my friends at Tri-County Auto. First of all, employee pricing plus for everybody. Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, their dog Maverick, wonderful people. They're going to take great care of you, and they're easy to get to right off of 422. Collegeville, Pottstown, Downingtown, easy to get to right there. Limerick, here's the thing. Tri-County Auto also has their Jeep Tops Off event right now. Incredible financing, incredible lease specials on cars like the Jeep Compass. Or maybe you want to go truck. You want to go Ram truck. You see, it's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. American, 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 baby. And you'll feel good about doing it. And you'll feel great about supporting a wonderful dealership that is a supporter of the show. They are our sponsor for the show. And they sell American cars. And that means something. And that they stepped up for the Travis Manning Foundation year after year, giving the maximum donation, enabling them to come to our special event tomorrow night. So that's what I mean. It matters where you shop, and it matters who you support. So please support my friends at Tri-County Auto. Just go to tricounty.com. Employee Pricing Plus for everybody. The pride of driving American. The pride of supporting a dealership you can trust who sponsors this show. Tri-County.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.